The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the Addiction Recovery Program Guide for Step 10, Daily Accountability.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I am serving as missionary group leader this evening. We have some individuals missing this evening, so we'd like to go around the room, and beginning here at my left, we'll go ahead and go clockwise, and if we could just introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name's Robert, and I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I'm Steve, addict, alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
My name is Dub, and I'm a mess.
Hi, Dub.
I'm Abra, I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm just real glad to be here.
Hi, Scott.
My name is Rich, and I'm a child of God.
Hi, Rich.
I'm Karen, I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you. Would like to remind everybody to please turn off their cell phones or their pagers. We do not have any announcements for this meeting, so would somebody please volunteer for an opening prayer? Thanks, Dub.
Our kind, loving, eternal Father in heaven, we, a few brothers and sisters and saints in the gospel, gather here at this LDS 12-step recovery meeting, Father, we could never be grateful enough for the work that you and our brother Jesus Christ and the brethren were able to do to bring these 12-step recovery meetings in the house of the Lord, where we might feel the embrace of our brother Jesus Christ and hear the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we ask a special blessing tonight upon our brothers and sisters that are still out there researching their addictions and afflictions, that they may be touched in some manner and have a broken heart and a contrite spirit and have a desire to join us in a future meeting. And Father, bless us as participants and facilitator and missionary here tonight, that our hearts may be softened and our minds quickened and our tongues loosed, that we might say and share those things honestly from deep within our soul. As always, Father, we acknowledge all of our tender mercy and serendipitous blessings through thy hand and thy Son, our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. As always, we like to begin our meetings with the Church's mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assists those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll begin here at my left with Robert.
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2, hope. Come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, trust in God. We decide to turn our will and our life over to the care of God the Eternal Father and in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10 is about daily accountability. Continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, personal revelation. We seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 10, starting on page 59, from a guide to addiction recovery and healing. We will go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We will read the step, picking up where we left off.
Daily accountability, key principle, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it. By the time you came to step 10, you are ready for a new way of living. The first 9 steps helped you learn a pattern of life based on spiritual principles. These principles now become the foundation on which you build for the rest of your life. In taking the first 9 steps, you have applied principles of the gospel, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and repentance. You have seen miraculous changes in your life. You have experienced love and tolerance, and you have developed a desire for peace. Your desire for your addiction has all but disappeared. When you are tempted, you often find yourself recoiling from your addiction rather than desiring it. You feel humility and awe of what Heavenly Father has done that you could not do alone.
The final 3 steps will help you maintain your new spiritually minded way of life, so they are often called maintenance steps. Self-evaluation throughout life is not a new concept. In the Book of Mormon, Alma taught that maintaining a mighty change of heart takes effort. In verse after verse, he indicated that honest, prayerful self-appraisal and immediate repentance must be a continual part of life. To retain what you have gained, you must stay in fit spiritual condition. You do this by asking the kind of searching questions that Alma suggested about your feelings, thoughts, motives, and conduct. Through daily self-evaluation, you will keep from slipping into denial and complacency.
As you learned in steps 4 and 5, an inventory that includes only your behaviors is not sufficient to change your heart. You also have to examine your thoughts and feelings. This principle is just as true in step 10. Continue to watch for pride in all its forms and humbly take your weaknesses to your Heavenly Father, as you learned to do in steps 6 and 7. If you feel worried, self-pitying, troubled, anxious, resentful, carnal-minded, or fearful in any way, turn immediately to the Father and allow Him to replace these thoughts with peace.
As you pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, you can also discover any negative beliefs you still hold. Ask your Father in heaven to remove these. In taking step 10, you will no longer have to resort to justifying, rationalizing, or blaming anything or anyone. Your goal will be to keep your heart open and your mind focused on the lesson the Savior has taught.
Most of us follow step 10 by taking inventory each day. As you plan your day, prayerfully examine your motives. Are you doing too much or too little? Are you taking care of your basic spiritual, emotional, and physical needs? Do you serve others? Ask yourself these and other questions as you seek balance and serenity in your day. As the day unfolds, you can quickly stop negative thoughts or feelings that threaten to overwhelm you. Be especially alert for old behaviors or thinking patterns during highly stressful situations.
Some people think of this type of inventory as a timeout. During this timeout, take a few moments and apply to your immediate situation each principle you have learned in following the steps. You will soon remember how essential it is to rely on the Lord in all your efforts to recover. You can say to yourself in a moment of crisis, "What character weakness in me is being triggered? What have I done to contribute to this problem? Is there anything I can say or do without pretense which will lead to a respectful solution for me and the other person?" The Lord has all power. I'll relax and trust Him.
If we have taken a negative action toward another person, make amends as quickly as possible. Cast aside pride and remind ourselves that sincerely saying, "I was wrong," is often just as important in healing a relationship as saying, "I love you." Before we go to bed, examine our entire day. Ask ourselves if we still need to counsel with the Lord about any negative behaviors, thoughts, or feelings. In addition to counseling with the Lord, we can talk to an advisor or a friend in the program, someone we can trust to be objective about our thinking.
You will continue to make mistakes as you interact with others, but a commitment to step 10 is a commitment to take responsibility for mistakes. If you examine your thoughts and actions each day and resolve them, negative thoughts and feelings will not increase until they threaten your abstinence. You no longer have to live in isolation from the Lord or others. You will have strength and faith to face difficulties and overcome them. You can rejoice in your progress and trust that practice and patience will ensure continued recovery.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue where we left off with the action steps.
Participate in priesthood interviews as part of your commitment to self-appraisal. Continue to strengthen your relationships with other church members. We can all remember a time when we were afraid to look honestly at our own behaviors. Trying to avoid such moments was one reason many of us limited our involvement in the church. However, as we progressed through this program of rigorous honesty, we began to understand the value of self-appraisal. Now, we no longer fear the opportunities for self-appraisal that come through activity in the church. We are able to appreciate the truth of this teaching of Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve.
Worthiness interviews, sacrament meetings, temple attendance, and other church meetings are all part of the plan that the Lord provides to educate our souls, to help us develop the healthy habit of constantly checking our bearings, to stay on the path of faith. Regular spiritual checkups help us navigate life's highways and byways. We can all benefit by looking deep inside our hearts during reverent moments of worship and prayer and asking ourselves this simple question, am I true? The question becomes more powerfully useful if we are completely honest with our answers and if it motivates us to make repentant course corrections that keep us on the path of faith. As you participate in these opportunities for self-evaluation, you will find yourself growing in love for brothers and sisters in the fellowship of the church.
Examine your thoughts, words, and deeds daily. Immediately set right any wrongs. Step 10 represents acceptance of the truth that you must continue to live by spiritual principles. If you stray from them, repent immediately and ask God at once to restore your peace through His Spirit. Honesty and humility can strengthen you. You will become more conscious of Heavenly Father's presence in your life as you call on Him to help you stay spiritually clean. You will learn to value progress and to forgive imperfection in yourself and others. You will lose the desire to be at odds with anything or anyone. Self-appraisal becomes a way of life as you let go of fears and overcome temptations one day at a time.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.